This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And so the fan vote ended, I think, on Monday. And we got the results.
I didn't get to vote.
You can still vote. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The beginning of it for next year.
Oh, I don't get a vote. We should get votes.
Now, on this, were some pretty incredible bands like Soundgarden, Black Crowes, Oasis, you know. But you wouldn't believe.
Foreigner.
You wouldn't believe who made the top.
Oh, number Beyonce. One. Can I guess Beyonce?
This band beat out Bad Company, Billy Idol, Black Crowes.
Well, you know that. Think of it. I think maybe Penfield's the only radio guy that gets a vote. Not many of them get them.
Matt Penfield?
Yeah.
Is his brother really Butterbean, or has that always been an urban myth? I don't
know. He's doing a lot better since he lost weight. Both Penfield and Butterbeaner. Both on the men.
Butterbeaner. From the fan vote, getting 330,000 votes, making it to number one, Fish was at the top. And I can't tell you the last time I ever heard anything about them.
Well, that doesn't mean, I mean, that's one of those things. They're not to the level of Grateful Dead, but like Fish fans are militant. I mean,
we got to tighten up on these Hall of Fames.
I agree.
NFL or pro football, especially.
Even the college ones now, like they're putting too many new people in because it's flashy instead of people like here's a great example. A couple years ago, South Carolina in their, it's not called Ring of Honor, I forget what it's called. And I'm an awful fan for not knowing. But there's this pitcher, when South Carolina's baseball team is when Bobby Richardson was the coach, it's like 79-80.
It's the Gamecock Ring of Honor, right? Should be.
It should be the Cock Ring of Honor.
That's beautiful.
The Gamecocks, yeah.
It's beautiful. This guy named Ed Lynch, and he pitched in the College World Series, freaking great, went to Chicago Cubs, I think, for the Twins as well. He was a good utility pitcher in Major League Baseball. Been out of the game for like 20 years. Finally put him in a couple years ago. And like, it's like WWE the other night when they're putting in Ivan Koloff. Like, yeah. I met that dude, and like, he was a lovely, sweet, gentle Russian bear of a man. But he gets put in posthumously. And I feel like people, you know, it's like, oh, they can see it from heaven. But to give them their just due while they're here instead of throwing in the hot band or the hot wrestling. Like, good example. I love the guy, and he did so, so much and continues to. But Triple H should not have went in this year to the WWE Hall of Fame, considering all the ones. Dude's still alive, still actively on the company, like, it's just
plus he's gonna go in again with Evolution
too soon. I mean, yeah, he's already in with DX. That's right.
Yeah,
Well,
I mean, look at Colorado. They're like, you know, you put Shador Sanders, you retire his number. But Rashawn Salaam, they didn't retire until a year after he died.
Is Leon White retired?
I don't think so.
Baby Bull. Not AKA there. Big Van Vader.
Well, he should be.
He's not in the WWE Hall of Fame either.
Now, Travis Hunter, I get, you know, he won the Heisman. Put him up there.
That's Travis Scott.
Shador, do you retire Shador's number? I don't know. Now, they made Colorado relevant after 20-plus years, 30 even, of not being relevant.
Clemson ever. Can't retire number 0 or number 2 because no players would have uniforms anymore.
What about number 10? Okay, well,
number 10.
Ben Boulware and Taj Boyd both wore it.
They had two players this year that wore 0. Rakeem and
Barrett Carter, right?
Barrett Carter. Barrett Carter, yeah.
You got to retire numbers.
Well, yeah. But you can't have three numbers on a jersey. Like, you can't be.
That's kind of redundant.
First off, nobody would want to be 666.
Wasn't Montross the first 00?
Yeah.
And I don't think there's been one after him.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be a 0 in the NBA either next year or no. Or no, football, I read that, in the NFL. I can't remember who it was going to be.
NBA, they always wanted a 2-3, a 3-2, or a 3-3. Like, that was their numbers.
The European players want some combination of 7.
Yeah, and an umlaut.
Yeah, 7 by itself or 7-7.
Like, they got umlauts, we got big lots. Oh, so okay. It equals out.
Whichever.
Yeah.
So, American Idol.
Well, actually, we're losing big lots, so y'all win.
We'll announce the winner on Sunday night.
American Idol?
Maybe
Idol.
We'll see if the White Stripes, Oasis, Soundgarden, Billy Idol, Bad Company all make it in. But for sure, Fish got the most popular vote. I don't even know. I can't even think of one song that they sang.
Is it like the newspaper? So Fish will have to buy a one-page ad in the in the program of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know the way it is, the best of the upstate. Hey, you're number one, and you'll definitely win if you buy an ad in the paper. This paper that has 5,000 people in circulation now, maybe, and it's like 12 pages long.
Is that why they got rid of the radio category? Because the old ad situation?
I think, yeah, I do. Because, okay, I will. We refused to. We won it 2 years. And then it was, and this is secondhand, not smoking, but listening, talking. It's just kind of the thing. Like, if you win it, they're not just going to tell everybody you won. You got to buy an ad to then tell everybody you won. And it's a popularity contest, but
it's kind of pay to play, though, don't you think?
But what is it then? It's like when people say, dude, I was on Larry King. And then you find out years later that Larry King was selling $50,000 spots on his show. Yeah. So he didn't
interview
anyone. He talked
to everybody.
GQ, you'd have an article in there that you'd read in a very small print, advertisement. But they interviewed me in GQ. Advertising.
We won a lot of Creative Loafing Awards, but nobody read it.
I don't know. Where's
the loafers
at? I wrote
for Creative Loafing, which is kind of funny.
Hell yeah. We had our winning party at Manifest Dixon Diskins Tapes.
Oh my gosh.
Discs and
Tapes. I'm the one that did that. With the 12 changer.
God, man.
12, yep. Paige had one that would change 12 of them for you. Not even discs. She mispronounced the word that day, and it's like, wow.
Well, she's confused of what they got at Adam and Eve.
She should take a break. 12?
12.
That's 2 an hour.
Or 10. I don't remember, but it was really kind of funny.
One every 2 hours.
Oh, boy.
You said they're going to announce it on American Idol?
Mm-hmm. See, that lames it out right there, man.
It's such a bit.
Like right now, who are the hosts or the judges?
I know this, and I'll tell you why.
Lionel Richie. Okay.
You got Luke Bryan.
Yep.
Carrie Underwood.
Okay, so it's not Katy Perry no more.
No, she took a year off or whatever.
I know that. I haven't watched that show in.
Does he still Seacrest host?
No.
Damn, what?
No, I think he does actually.
Okay.
Well, I just
he's
saw
doing
a clip.
That and Wills. He still do morning radio too.
Yeah, you know the guy. He works like hell. He's good too. I mean, you gotta let him.
Yeah.
Like seriously, I wonder like how people like Ryan Seacrest, Pat McAfee. How they don't do cocaine. Or how they...
McAfee's got some kind of unmatched...
I'm being
facetious.
In all
fairness, it's not recorded every single day of their lives.
Pat McAfee is. He did WrestleMania, flew out... Or the next morning did his radio show, then did the Hall of Fame, then did WrestleMania, and then flew out to do his show. I think that's why he got hurt at Raw the other night. Maybe. He had to leave town early to get back
to his during football season where he's doing game
day. I know. And it's like
he's got some kind of unmatched energy that
unbelievable.
I don't know how you like create. But I'm overweight.
I've said my piece before, like if they try to schedule 10 o'clock meetings with us, I'm like 10:30 meeting. I know I can't go from blah 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 to just going and I need some.
Well, it's like you gotta think of our schedule, not like when you first get here and that's one of the first things you want to do. Like we've been here for hours already.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell people to go to hell.
Or somewhere else.
Go somewhere
else. Very nice to say.
And to the left, up your ass.
Okay. Well, Ben Affleck, he says his kids have to get minimum wage jobs. He's trying to, I guess, put instill some values in them by making them work.
Yeah.
So he wants them to know the importance of hard work and the value of money. And recently, he had to tell his son no to a pair of $6,000 shoes, sneakers.
I saw that video.
Good for him. That's what kind of shoes were they?
Well, he's talking to
they,
you know.
Are they Trumps?
No, I forgot about the Trump shoes. You know, Affleck was he played Phil Knight in the Air movie.
Yeah.
So they're going around looking at all these Jordans at a shoe convention. People recognize them, you know.
Sneaker Con.
Yeah.
Oh,
one
wow.
of those.
Yeah.
So his kids like, oh, let's get these. You know, he's talking about, you know, let's get this pair. Uncle Casey has these or whatever, you know. And they're like talking to Affleck about how much each of these cost. And look, I know somebody that met him, you know, off chance. Han said he was a real, like, cool, nice, approachable guy.
Ben?
Yeah, you never hear anything bad about the dude. So I kind of believe, like, in the video, he's telling his son, like, yeah, these are a lot of money.
Who was videoing it, though? Them?
Yeah, it seemed like kind of a work. They knew he was coming. Like, they knew he was there, so.
See, I know. When I hear that, like, I'm like, so it's a bit. Like,
by the time he got around, they were already filming.
Like, when Walmart puts out, or maybe I don't know how that works, but like if Shaq goes to Walmart and pays everybody's layaway, or you know, people do that.
Tyler Perry.
I don't know that Walmart's calling the press.
Judge Wapner, as you called him earlier.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, does Walmart say, guys, we've got a hot tip for you. Shaq just paid like $48,000 worth of layaway. Or is it Shaq's people pressing it?
Like would Shaq pay for I think when Shaq paid for the guy's ring, that just seemed like some viral moment he was filming because Shaq was there.
Right. I think it does a lot of charity and it makes him feel good. Like I'd go into it. If I had the money, I'd do that for people. I'd pay their medical bills for anything though.
I would. It depends on who it was and what I was getting out of it.
You know, if somebody was sick, I'd help them.
But what I'm saying is, would you send out a press release?
No.
Okay, so that's what I wonder about.
Yeah, I couldn't for what I would do with the money.
But then it's inspirational because you're sitting here saying, if I had the money, I would do this. So, you know, I don't think you would, but you say that.
Well, why wouldn't I? I mean,
I was talking to him.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd be offering like local naked women like, hey, you want to make some money?
Well, my point of saying that is I know people that turn down medical treatments because they don't have the money. They can't afford it. They're not going to have things done because they're elderly, you know, and I feel bad for them.
Why
would I lie about something like that?
Because you are. You are lying through your teeth.
Why?
You evil bitch woman.
You are a liar.
Why would I lie about that, though?
Why would you not lie about that, though?
Why?
Ask yourself that
What
right
is
now.
The motivation of me lying about
helping
people?
To sound like a
big-time
shot?
Big-time
know-it-all?
There's no
big-time
in that. I know people that work, and they should retire, but they have to work because...
You know what I would do? I would go roofers. I would contact Harp and make it rain for a week for you.
No.
So you don't have to work.
Not just at 12 o'clock on Fridays, but
no.
the whole week.
Like
but
the
I mean,
whole week.
I mean, say, for example, where I work part-time, there's people that I work with that need to work. I mean, this one lady.
What if they put a Rolex on layaway at Walmart? Because they sell them now.
Or Audemars Piguet.
Or they're like, oh, man, thanks, Paige. I ordered a gross of dildos.
I'm saying if I have disposable income, which I don't, so maybe you're making a point. Like, you don't have disposable income, so you're just making this up because you never do.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to
And
come
does
by.
He write that off also? Is there a write-off for that?
I'm pretty sure there is, right?
But what's the charity write-off? Walmart? Like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about it. It's wild.
It's like when you donate to these, hey, do you want to round up? Like, I'd rather not round up because I'm already giving you some money.
Oh, at
the store? You're rounding up their tax dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You're reaping the benefits. You benefit reaper? You reapist?
You a reapist.
Y'all reapist.
Oh, my God.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So you think your boss is like the worst boss, or one you've had in the past is the worst?
You got to keep in mind before you hear this, think of the worst thing that you interact
with. That's a great, thank you. Think of the worst boss you had, and one who, you know, not such like a slave driver type, but just somebody who would just, was like a bully.
You didn't see eye to eye with, you had it falling out somehow. It made you do something stupid.
All right. A New Jersey police chief is under fire after allegations that he created a so-called animal house-like atmosphere in his department. Five officers have worked under Chief Robert Farley at North Bergen Police Department and filed notices to sue Farley for assault and harassment, alleging he engaged in pranks, according to him, at the department, including, get ready, defecating on the floor, defecating in the waste baskets of employees that he got mad at, exposing himself to women that he was making jokes with, shaving his body hair over people's desks and property, including their breakfast, calling employees racial slurs, jabbing an officer in the penis with a hypodermic needle, forcing officers to do schoolwork for his son, spiking the office coffee with drugs, including Viagra, and here we go, scraping fluids from his underwear onto people seated in his office. This is on real. This is not onion.
Well,
this is not.
How old is this boss?
Well, now you know what you're doing to me. What I do to you? I do not have his
age. I mean,
age.
If he was an old man, I would think, okay, he's losing his mind.
Could you imagine the teacher's like, Junior, did an old cop do your homework? Because this is not right.
It's so, like, what the hell?
The police chief again. Let me say it again because people are already asking. Bergen, like Candace Bergen. Of course, that's not a good reference for most of you. B-E-R-G-E-N. Bergen Police, North Bergen Police Department. Chief Robert Farley, like Chris Farley, if you want to figure out his age. But not only was he shaving his according to this, his gonads over someone's scrambled eggs one time. According to a filing, I don't know if it's his lawyer or the opposing what's it called? The opposite of a defendant?
Counsel, opposing counsel, prosecutor.
Plaintiff. I said prosecutor. The allegations started with simple practical jokes, including putting ink or raw eggs on the doorknobs within the office, clogging toilets with paper, microwaving hot sauce in a situation that created noxious fumes, putting firecrackers under workers' chairs, and setting off their fire alarms and car alarms during company meetings.
Who's going to let this happen? You're not going to shave your, you know, sack fuzz
like he's
on my breakfast.
That's unless so
I
ask for
it. Like, listen, I mean, it doesn't stop. I mean, we didn't even... He took a needle. Now, according to this, I don't know if it was one that they took from a scene of a crime or if it's just one that was laying around or he took one fresh. He took a hypodermic needle and jabbed his... he was the chief, so I guess one of his officers, in the nuts. In the nuts. And then when he complained about it, he said, and this is quote, "You don't know how to take a joke, dude." A what?
Well, like,
this is no lie. This is no lie. So they filed harassment, sexual harassment.
That sounds like a class action. A
couple women are involved in
this. This is worse
than 25.
Anything Randy Orton ever allegedly did to somebody backstage.
Two of the officers said that when they complained about this, they were assigned, and this is where a lot of you, including myself, can identify with things, assigning them to unfavorable shifts. Because I remember one time at a place I worked at where I said, you know, a situation, I was like, you know, it's not best that I work on that particular day. Oh, boy. Not only did I work that day, but I'll tell you what it was. Where I worked at a grocery store, I was like, can I not have to work on Sundays? Because I have to go to church. And, the little bit of time I get between the two services, like, I don't want to come work. So can I work all day Saturday? Not only that, did I had to come in early on Sundays. So I didn't get to I went to Sunday school and then went to work.
Oh.
Still had to go. And they made me work Wednesday nights, too, because he knew I had to go to Wednesday. He knew that.
And didn't care.
Knew it.
Yeah.
So they were denied promotions and also sent sex toys to their houses and making it look like other people at work sent it. Like, this is the police chief.
From somebody else.
I mean, this is where I feel so bad because we, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people judge books by their cover. And, like, this is a police chief. And
honey, did you order these Benoit balls?
We're all like, man, don't judge, you know. If you're a cop, I am sorry that people like that exist.
Well,
good God.
When does this leak over to possibly, you know...
Well, I know.
Cases getting thrown out because, you know, look, he probably could have planted some drugs or some weapons.
There ain't no doubt. It seems like a crazy in the heat of the night episode.
It sounds like they're like...
Is it true you was shaving your nuts above there?
Parker, email bubbles, butt plugs, if you will.
I can't understand any of this, but, you know... If they're a lot younger, like, you know, cadets or something, but they're men, grown ass men,
and women. When women would complain to them, he would stand there and look. I'm reading this off a comment, so I don't know that it's a comment from someone allegedly knows that. When he would get mad at the female officers, he would invite them into his office, and he would stand there while they sat in the chair and pull his junk out and stand there and keep eye contact with them. And in other words, making them, like, look at it. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. God.
Like, if you saw peripheral or whatever that, like, I had it out, but you don't want to, like, look at it, so you just, like... looking straight through me because you don't want to look down.
I would ask for a magnifying glass and just say, I can't see it.
I would sue you for
would be a fire for
shaming
you,
of
bitch.
My pink.
You look the fact that
can
nobody
I have some tweezers, please, sir.
God,
it's what women. That's what they always give to.
The well, fact you're gonna that do that to me. So
you loved it for 5 years, but now that I broke up with you, suddenly wasn't adequate for you.
The nobody. The fact that nobody challenged him or whooped his ass even like tells you like other people were in on it.
Yep,
they were cool with it.
He didn't win an award he wanted, so the person who won the award, he smashed their plaque on someone else's desk and pulled the doorbell from the front of the police department.
Not a
histologist. The police department is a doorbell. First off, that's pretty
ring.
Awesome.
Hey, I just got assaulted. Is anybody like the deli guy at the meat counter? You got to press the ringer.
I know, but he's standing right there.
Can I get a cop out here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Live from callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say famous people celebrating their birthday on April 23rd. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Ray, you pre-sucked it just then. It's fine. I don't mind that every once in a while.
We got music, but it's not going to come until later. So we'll let this play for a little bit. I was kind of on the fence about this one. So if you guys want to say suck it, you can.
They must have had some kind of PR nightmare in their later years or something.
No, the only thing I can tell you about this person is I think they either are dating Bradley Cooper or had his kid. It's Gigi Hadid. That's about all I know about her. Paige probably knows more about her.
Celebrity chef? No, that's Padma.
Yeah, that's Padma. Lakeisha Mia or whatever.
Gigi's a model.
Okay, yeah, that's...
She?
Is she a Victoria's Secret model? Lane Bryant model?
Lane. Young.
I just know that name is very famous.
It sounds like non-pronounceable. Like, Gigi Hadid.
Hadid?
Like, it sounds like she'd wear a turban.
Probably does. You know women do that when they get out of the shower.
Oh, yeah. My mom would always do that. And
the hair thing.
Yeah. It's like I'd sit there and ask for three wishes, and she didn't understand what I was doing.
What do you do?
Like, you were Kazam, Mom.
oh, Lord.
34.
Gigi Hadid is, it's a big one. 30.
Wow.
30 years old.
She is very... from what I remember, and I'm not talking about her butt. She has nice cheeks. I like dimples. I like high cheekbones. I like.
You like the mother
big
cheeks?
Big breasts.
It is.
Donkey butt. Creepy.
You mad donkey butt?
And them big old legs. It is Kumar's birthday.
Oh.
Cowpen Modi, aka.
What about Harold?
Cowpen. It's not Roldy's birthday.
Okay.
It's Kumar's birthday.
Kumar.
Kumar.
I know he worked.
Was he the one that was in the? No, that was the other one that was working in the Obama administration.
No, that's him. That's Cal Penn.
That was him.
Okay. Yep.
You know, they had a battle at his home, the Battle of Cal Penn.
They really did.
Did they really?
Yeah, near the battlefield.
Oh, so nice.
Let's go 45.
Ah, dang it.
46.
Cal Penn is 48 years old today. Don't know if there's a new Harold and Kumar on the horizon. Here's hoping.
Yeah.
You might say suck it to this one. I don't really watch his show.
Suck it.
I know who he is if I've seen him.
She's all about pre-sucking today.
I think she'll stick with it. It's John Oliver's birthday.
Suck it.
You can go with a big suck it. John Oliver's 48 years old.
I don't know why I would tell him to.
I don't watch his show. I don't know if he's one of these.
Let me see what he looks like.
Is he one of these hipster type of, try to be funny?
Try to be funny, try to speak your mind, but not because you're afraid you're going to offend everybody. It's literally the
that guy.
Stranglehold.
Okay.
He's a, you know what, I can I take my suck it back?
You take it back.
54.
50.
John Oliver's 48 years old now. He seems a little older.
Yeah, he's not aging very well.
He looks like a young Ben Stein.
I don't think you'll say suck it to this fella right here.
Lord have mercy.
The 17th time.
You were talking about him having hair plugs earlier on his birthday.
From West Newbury, Massachusetts.
They need to, in his final year, let him join the LWO and be Juan Cena. Come on, that's a heat getter, dude. Okay.
He just joins all the factions. You got to put him in the BWO afterwards.
Yeah. Well, like Dirty Dom's now a face all of a sudden.
That Tops card, the Dirty Dom autographed Intercontinental Tops card that they took when he won it.
Yeah.
That's a nice card.
That's one thing I'll say Fanatics is great about, like being there in the moment, encapsulating that moment, and then selling it to you.
Selling it back to you?
Yeah.
No.
17-time champion.
The record.
Now, Flair would tell you he left some of those belts in Puerto Rico, so he's probably more like a 2021 time.
He also left robes in hotel rooms in Charlotte, North Carolina. I know a guy that owns one of them robes. God. I have a feather from one of those robes, actually. He bequeathed me.
Are you going to tell me he left a black butterfly robe in Johnson City, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that's a Ric Flair story. It's like a Hulk Hogan story.
Now, Flair's claimed to lift Rolexes in places, too.
I think he would just, like, take it off and just give it to people and just forget because he was all snockered. John Cena's not 50 yet. I know that because that's been mentioned.
Oh, he's not?
He's not. So I'm going to say 49.
I'll say 47.
Oh, split the difference for me.
48?
48 years old for John Cena.
Damn it.
Johnny, I can't wait to see what they do with him. How are they going to treat it?
I told you. He's going to drop the belt to what did I predict the other night? I said that he will drop the belt to The Rock in some kind of power move. The Rock versus John Cena one last time. And then Rock will drop the belt to Roman Reigns again. And that's the way they'll ride that.
I got to feel. Put it back.
Although I like him bringing Randy in. God, he needs
it. You know, Orton's got 14 or 15. He's got a lot more than people realize.
One of those guys you're going to look back and say, why didn't they not use him more? Like, what a stud.
Guy who was always technically fluid, like Dolph Ziggler was.
Charisma, confidence, can promo, like, beast. And his daddy was Cowboy.
Cowboy Bob. If you know anything about TV theme songs, you know this was the theme song to the George Lopez show.
George Lopez.
Yep, it is George's birthday.
That's a good guess on my part. I was going to guess Javi Lopez next.
Bouncing on the trampolines.
Paige, go first. I'll play off.
My son used to watch on Nick at Night to go to sleep when he was like 62? 8 years old.
65.
George Lopez is, and if you haven't seen him lately, he's wild looking with his hair. 64 years old today. Let's get some music for this lady right here. Oh, hang on now. Where's my clicker? Oh,
my friend, drive a little rider.
Oh, man.
I might have given it away, I said, for this lady.
Yeah, but still, what a great song.
Yep. Well, she was not in Van Halen, but her husband was.
You know, she's on a great show that I've been telling you about. Talking about Valerie.
Yep.
Burton Allen. She's the only Game Show Network.
I saw her walk past me.
You what?
I did when I was
You there. Had a Priscilla Presley moment like I did.
I didn't have any moment. I just saw her walk. She's very pretty.
Oh, you didn't
get her attention?
You didn't God bless her like I did?
No, I was going backstage and I saw her at Van Halen.
So, hey, Val, you know what was cool? You talk about the Priscilla Presley moment.
Yeah.
Vicki Lawrence had that here at SC Comic-Con. I think it was the first time she had met Priscilla.
Really?
Or they were catching up. I think she said her husband like had some dealings with Elvis back in the day. It's just cool that would happen here.
Yeah. I know.
All because of Rob Young hooked it up.
I know. What a pimp. I mean, in the good way.
Best hat in the business.
Yes. So who we guess it?
Oh, Valerie.
Valerie. So pretty.
Yep. Oh, that's tough to do.
Valerie, man. Bertinelli.
Bertinelli. Ooh, guys.
She should have been Valerie Van Halen. You know how cool that would have been?
I want to say 66, just like Phillips.
65.
She is 65 years old today. You got that one right. We got a couple more here. Tony Atlas.
Oh, man. What a an absolute pleasure to meet that guy and spend a little bit of time with him.
He can't say the word muscular.
He can't say muscular, and he can't say smoking crack in the back of a limo without just losing his mind.
He says the muscular. You're the most muscular.
Muscular man. Mr. USA Tony Atlas, a gem of a man, I'm going to say is 72.
This might surprise you.
71.
81 years old.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Tony Atlas is 80 effing 1 years old today.
God bless.
The $6 billion man himself.
Freaking.
$6 million, excuse
me. Lee Dan Majors.
It is Lee Majors' birthday. My little note here says, obviously he was the $6 million man. Mark Wahlberg is currently doing the $6 billion man.
Let me tell you, I love Lee Majors so much. Matter of fact, I was at Bowling Springs Sports Cards, and Travis has an autographed card of Lee Majors out of the packs.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. Well, buy it, because it's mine on consignment.
Fall Guy? Did he do Fall Guy? What was it? No, I'm wrong.
It's $6 million man. And what did you say?
He is the Fall Guy.
Fall Guy, yes. Yes, Fall Guy as well. And he played football, too.
He's the unknown stuntman that made Eastwood look so fine.
Yeah.
I like him.
Lee Majors. Was he up first for Major Dad? Okay.
He should have been.
Let's say.
An underrated show.
Fair enough.
If you watch the new Fall Guy, there's a nice little cameo at the end.
I'm about to say 82. Because Tony Atlas was 81.
Oh, 84.
Oh, he's 86 years old, Lee Majors.
Oh,
he still looks good, too.
He does.
You're weird.
I think my mom liked him.
Happy heavenly birthday, too. Was this lady an actress or was she a liquor drink? Shirley Temple.
Ah!
That wasn't a liquor drink.
Yeah, what is it?
Shirley Temple Black would have
there's
been.
There's no alcohol in a Shirley Temple.
There's
you're
not.
Right. You're right.
When I give it to you, there's going to be something in there.
There's going to be a roofie.
97 years old today.
She's dead?
Yeah, these are happy heavenlies. Tattoo from Fantasy Island, Hervey Valachies.
The plane.
Yeah, he would have been 82 years old. Sandra D.
Oh, look at me.
O'Connor?
Oh, Gidget.
Sandra D.
Yep. 83 years old she would have been. Roy Orbison.
Oh, Lord.
His hologram.
Pretty woman.
Yep. His hologram makes a big tour. 89 years old he would have been.
Wow.
And to be here today, I'm not to be. William Shakespeare.
Oh, wow.
Would have been 461.
Do you know what? It's bad luck to misquote Shakespeare. You know that, don't you?
Oh, God. Is it like, you know, like putting a black cat in front of a mirror?
It is.
What? Say that again.
It is bad luck to misquote Shakespeare.
If you're an actor, which I'm not, so I'm okay.
Who says that? They're Irish people?
You've got to be careful with
Scottish people, so you know
it's actors,
bad luck.
The ones who pretend to be in monogamous relationships to women and men, and they're not.
You never heard
they're
that
devil
before
worshipers,
in the theater?
Which is,
be careful what you quote.
I don't think I was ever told about theaters after Pee Wee Herman, don't masturbate in there. And then also,
don't do it. Wait till people leave.
Don't scream,
fire.
Lord, there's a fire.
Don't scream masturbate.
Don't scream
you are masturbating in the theater.
I am masturbating. That's fine. As long as you're not really doing it. But don't masturbate and say there's a fire.
Wow.
Because they will double arrest you.
Plus, if you use it as a trick to get somebody to look at you, you can't do it.
No. You got me with the popcorn box that time.
And don't do it from the balcony either.
It's like there's some left. I was like, that seems like
a
Twizzler.
Would you like a snack?
If you're gonna crank the hog, as you know women say now. Make sure you don't do it from the balcony.
No,
they do. That's the way they dirty talk to the guys now when they talk about that.
Crank that hog?
See, that's why I'm not getting laid. I don't talk like that.
Well, tell a guy, say, hey, if you're talking about cranking the hog.
Does it sound much different than the thing we were talking about earlier? Like the 69 boys talking about when you get a hold of that donkey butt.
Oh, God.
Like the tag team. Who's tagging in? What were they tagging on?
We ain't talking about starting a motorcycle.
That's why I'm celibate.
Womp. There it is. What was it?
What?
What was the womp?
I don't know.
We're not talking about the Soulja Boy crank.
Let's take it all back to where it started. Working women, enjoy your drinks this afternoon.
You earned it.
All day long. Unemployed women, you go too. No one's going to ask you where you work.
You can work, bitch. Whatever you want to do.
Well,
that's what they say.
Go to like a Goodwill where somebody just got fired that worked at Home Depot and they donated all their polo shirts, and you'll fit right in.
All right.
Tomorrow is Thursday. Breaking news on that. Thank you for listening to. It's been a pleasure again. It really, really has.
That's fun.
It's been a whole lot of fun.
It really was.
Tomorrow says here we're going to have cool stuff on the show. So look forward to that. And get today's podcast. You know where to get it. Everywhere podcasts are available. And now available. Oh, I made a funny joke here. I wanted to say. It's on Apple Music, Odyssey app, Google, Amazon Music, and Manifest Dixon Tape. So go pick it up today. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.